From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb later this month. The White House Tuesday announced Mr. Obama will be in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting and will visit Hiroshima May 27th, becoming the first U.S. president to go to the city. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons. This also is an opportunity for the visit to highlight the remarkable transformation in the relationship between Japan and the United States.
A presidential advisor, however, ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki aimed at bringing World War II to an end. While Earnest said the president does believe the U.S. bears a special responsibility for being the only nation to ever use a nuclear weapon, he said he believes President Harry Truman made the right decision for the right reason in 1945 to bring what he called a terrible war to an end, saving countless lives. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who had taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. Some 2,000 were massacred. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said the trial is important, not just in terms of seeking justice, but dealing with the historical fact of genocide. The two mayors who've denied any wrongdoing face life imprisonment if convicted. This is the second trial for crimes against humanity and genocide by a special Paris court. This is VOA News.